look reasonably intelligent by giving you everything you could possibly want. And these women still, every single day, prove they have the IQ of doorknobs. It's truly amazing.
We're going to talk
to you. That might be an insult to doorknobs, by the way.
We're going to talk to you more tomorrow about the latest on the immigration situation. I meant to ask Ms. Coulter about that one today, but we'll get into that for sure. We also are going to talk about these bots. We didn't spend enough time today. You know who got off easy today, Clay? Joe Biden got off pretty easy today, given where the numbers are and the situation.
We got to talk about the poll.
We're going to have to revisit the Biden regime tomorrow. You know, the regime is getting a code red. You know, the pillow with the bars of soap, the whole thing. Yeah, code red.
We don't want Joe Biden on that wall for sure.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it?
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
The DinoVite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. That's Blinds, T-E-R.com. Can you read a tape measure and turn a screwdriver? If so, you can enjoy our custom blinds, shades, and shutters and save money by doing it yourself. I'm so confident you can install our blinds. If for any reason your blinds don't fit, even if it was your mistake, we'll remake the blinds in the size you need free of charge. You only pay shipping.
And for Clay and Buck listeners, use the promo code Clay and Buck and save 45%. That's blindster.com.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NML. S64367.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
We are here today to defend those who can't defend themselves.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today signing into law a bill that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
This is a time where these babies have beating hearts. They can move, they can taste, they can see, they can feel pain, they can suck their thumbs, and they have brain waves.
The White House is already pushing back Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president believes in codifying Roe versus Wade. We do know that women's constitutional rights are under attack all across the country.
And the move comes amid a growing conservative push to restrict abortion ahead of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that could very well limit access to the procedure nationwide. Two new polls show plummeting approval ratings for the president as the economy grows worse. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Quinnipiac is out with their latest poll, and it's not good for President Biden. In it, the president's approval rating sits at 33%, 35% among registered voters, still 7 points below his average rating. According to the latest CNBC All-America Economic Survey, Americans harbor some of the most downbeat views on the economy since the recovery from the Great Recession, and some of those attitudes are in line with those seen only during recessions. Amid soaring inflation, 47% of the public say the economy is poor, the highest number in that category since 2012. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The man charged in this week's Brooklyn subway attack has been ordered held without bail, prosecutors saying he terrified the entire city. Frank James appeared in federal court a day after his arrest for allegedly shooting 10 people on a subway train. His lawyer is cautioning against what she calls a rush to judgment, asking instead that he receive psychiatric attention in jail. James is charged with a federal terrorism offense. It applies to attacks on mass transit systems. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 27 points. More from townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender. I have a license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 12:04. This is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A couple of recent verbal attacks on local public officials, one involving Governor Steve Sisolak, prompts an increase in the governor's security detail. A request for three new security positions has been approved. The Department of Public Safety, which runs the governor's security detail, says the expansion to eight positions was made necessary due to various national threat alerts. The governor, along with his wife and one of his daughters, was verbally attacked in February by a self-proclaimed digital creator. We're trying to die now. A major cone alert planned for heavier traffic around the Las Vegas Strip for the next several weeks for lane closures linked to the upcoming NFL draft. Now, the lane closures will include two outside lanes of Las Vegas Boulevard. That's from Flamingo to the Bellagio entrance near the Cosmopolitan. And a third lane in that area is going to be closed from 6 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. The NFL draft runs April 28th through the 30th, but the closures are going to be running through the 6th of May. Of course, you have to break down the event after the event happens. So it might be a good idea to plan your drive and pack a little patience.
CQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a crash. It's on Interstate 15 northbound at Russell Road. The left lane is blocked there. A little bit of congestion there on that transition ramp. Those merging from Interstate 15 northbound to go 215 south. And lane restrictions on the 515 between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, April 14th. We're moving to the middle of April, which means Easter is coming up this weekend, and that means that summer is not far away. Great to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. We are honored to have on the show one of 16 candidates for governor of the great state of Nevada. He is Guy Nora. He has been traveling the state on his Battleborn tour. All 17 counties, 2,500 miles on his van, and he is with us. Where are you today, sir?
Well, I'm lucky today to be home in Reno.
Excellent. You've put a lot of miles on that van. That poor van won't be worth much at trading, will it?
No. I think the people we got it from knew that, and we told them what we were doing, and they were good patriots, and they were actually very happy to work with us on it.
We're going to take a quick break, a little early, but we're going to take a quick break and see if we can get the line. We got a little phone problem going here, so we're going to try and fix that and get right back to you. More coming up with Guy Nora we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is a basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns? Thoughts of the IRS keeping you up at night? You're not alone. I'm tax attorney Taylor Randolph. The tax attorneys at Randolph Law Firm can resolve your IRS problems and give you a fresh start. Call today.
The Randolph Law Firm, voted best of Las Vegas by the Las Vegas Review Journal. Call 702-757-7777 or go online to randolphlawfirm.com.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Here's today's STEM tip. Make your selfies look even better with science. Take your pics at golden hour right before the sun sets. The wavelengths made by the atmosphere create a perfect golden light for that beautiful face of yours. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've got the phone problems fixed. Guy Nora joining us, Republican candidate for governor. I've talked with a lot of candidates, statewide candidates, over the years, and one of the things people tell me when they do the 17-county tour is that they learn a tremendous amount about our state and about our people. What have you learned so far? I know it's still early.
Gosh, you know, first, it's so humbling to meet all the people everywhere. And then the nice thing about it is that what I'm doing, I'm on a listening tour. So I go in and I talk a little bit about myself, but I also listen. And the most important thing is that I'm learning what people's issues are, what they care about, why they want certain things. And that's crucial, because when I become governor, I'm going to be governor of everyone, all my constituents. And it's very, very important to know what issues are important to whom and when and where. And that's what we've been doing.
Tell me what you've learned relative to listening to people. What are the two or three issues that you hear most about that seem to resonate most with the voters of our state?
You know, it's kind of funny. A lot of this is a lot of times driven by the news cycle, right? So I think we're definitely concerned about education. Everybody's concerned about education. And it's one of these things, no matter where you live in the state. Yes, some of the state, you know, some of the rural counties have much better schools than CCSD, and they're comfortable with them. But they see what's happening down at CCSD, and they're just concerned about it. You know, so it tells you how, you know, we are one family, we're one state, and we care about each other. And I think so that's one issue that I think has been really, really coming up a lot. And I, of course, listen to it. But Kevin, there's another one that's coming up, and this is not. Again, my job is to listen and make sure I hear everything, not just a la carte listening. So, of course, everybody talks about education. All of my opponents talk about education, and it's a big deal. And, yes, it is. But you know what I've learned especially being out in the rurals recently, but not just in the rurals, even down in Clark County. There's a healthcare situation we have. People don't feel they have enough doctors. They don't have enough hospitals. They don't have, you know, sometimes people are concerned about the qualifications of the providers that they have. So that's kind of coming up more and more for me. And of course, I come from the healthcare space, so it's something I'm going to be paying more attention to. Now, again, I'm not going to tell you issue 1, 2, 3, 4 by ranking, but I tell you the issues that come up because I'm not just going to be in one issue governor. I'm going to be at all of the issue governors because A, that's my energy level. B, that's how I solve problems as a businessman, is you actually look at the whole company. You can't fix one piece of the company. You're always working for what I call the weakest link. I always tell my CEOs, you work for the weakest link and you find what it is and then you fix it. And guess what? You never fix everything because there's always going to be a weakest link. And that's how you serve your constituents best.
Let's go back to education, because the question I get asked about candidates all the time is, do you support school choice? You, and I know this for a fact because I've talked to Aaron Phillips and I've talked to other people, you have donated mightily to this initiative effort that's coming up. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on there?
Yes, I think, as I always say, my money's on Aaron. She's amazing. I think she is encountering some really strong headwinds, from the establishment, if you like. And, my job is to make sure she's encouraged and she has the resources to continue fighting the good fight. There is no better fight than the fight for our children, for our schools, for choice. And Aaron's doing it. But I tell you, the other side is putting up everything they can, and, they're not giving an inch. And it actually is amazing to me, because who does not want to fix education? Who in their right mind, I don't care what their last name is, doesn't want to fix education?
How do you go about, as governor, fixing education in our state? We've had governors come and go, but our education is still 49th, 50th in the nation. How does a governor, what impact can a governor have in education?
That's a very, very important question, Kevin, and I think I'm glad you asked it. So whenever I talk with the constituents about education, they ask me the same question. My answer is, these problems are never simple, which is why you need someone like me in the House who's actually new, who looks at these problems in a holistic way. What does the governor do? First of all, the governor controls the funds. The governor and the legislature control the funds that go to education. So most of the money is coming from us. The second thing the governor can do is the governor can demand that the administration and the legislatures actually follow what they passed. For example, we have a charter school, there's a rule, a law that was passed that every year we can actually open up so many charter schools. I found out they don't open them up. Well, if you report to me and you're supposed to be opening up charter schools, you better tell me why it's not happening. And there's the same thing with regards to budgets. The amount of money that goes to administration versus the classroom, by law, I'm doing my research. I'm still, at some point we're going to have an education plan and it's going to be very tightly knit and, we'll give you all of the data. But by law, they're supposed to spend X amount of money on administration and X amount of money on the classroom. It's not happening. In fact, the ratios are inversed. So who's in charge? Who's doing this? They report to me. Okay, well, that's the first thing. The second thing, bully pulpit. Just like I'm talking to you about it right now, when I tell people that in CCSD, 85 cents of every dollar goes to administration and 15 goes to the classroom, they're horrified. Well, that's my bully pulpit.
And once you get to Carson City and you start dealing with the bureaucracy, do you worry that the bureaucracy is so unwieldy that it'll make it tough for any governor, Guy Nora or anybody, to be successful when it comes to education?
I think it's one of these issues that people, first of all, my whole life has been going up against the odds. against the tough odds. So now you've got a bureaucracy, which is the tough odds. I think you do two things, which I've always done in business. You use the stick and the carrot. At some points, you butt heads. At some points, you just sit down and say, folks, we've got a problem. You all have children. You all have grandchildren. Yes, you're the bureaucracy. Yes, you're entrenched. Do you want your children to have a good education or not? Your grandchildren to have a good education or not? So that, you know, again, it's always carrot and stick, and you've got to use some more than other at different situations at different times. And since I'm not a politician, I don't have to hold anything back. Problem solving, problem solving, problem solving.
The Battleborn Tour is continuing. Saturday, you got a big event coming up in Laughlin. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening?
We're looking forward to it. So what we end up doing is we're going to be at the American Legion Post 60, which always I'm so humbled and honored when I get to go to veterans, meet veterans. But, you know, we're doing the same thing, Kevin. We go in, I talk a little bit about myself, and then I listen. I listen to the questions, and I try to see what are the issues that people have on their minds. And, luckily my story always, seems to get very good reception. It shows my conservative values. It shows that I'm very sincere about solving problems, that I'm just not just a politician who checks the box. I think people always walk away thinking, you know, he didn't check the boxes because he doesn't have to, because he's explaining to us how he's going to do things rather than give us these key words that he thinks we want to hear. The folks are smart.
No, they are, and they can figure this out. Everybody that has met you loves you. Your likability quotient is way, way off the charts high. And now the question is, can you get out and touch and feel all of these people that are out there, that all they need to do is meet you and they'll be sold on you? How do you go about doing that? Is that why 2,500 miles are on your van right now?
Exactly, and it's going to be at least another 2,500 in the next month. But also, we're going to start. We're going to do an advertising blitz. I'm surprised and actually, flattered how many people actually even see my ads and say, "Oh, what a great ad! You know, what a good person. We think we like this guy." So a combination of meeting the folks and talking to them, good old style, retail politics, along with what we're going to call shock and awe here in the next couple of weeks.
Wow. I think most people across our state are going to want to hear from a gubernatorial candidate who actually plays a musical instrument. And I know last time we talked about this, the Pahrump Music Festival. Did you get a chance to play?
Oh, God, I did. It was amazing. First of all, I sponsor high school children every year. Well, we haven't since COVID, but we play in Spain. I sponsor them for a month to practice, and then we play in Spain for a month. So when the Pahrump Music Festival found out about me, that I was going to be there as a candidate, they found out also that I play music, and they said, would you like to play? And I said, sure, I'd love to, but I literally had a week to get everything ready. But because of the bonds we have with the, seven generations of 17-year-olds that have, our quote to them is, I've got your back, which means I'll always have your back for the rest of your life. And, of course, they had my back. They four of them flew in just for this, unprepared. We got out. We got to play three songs. It was amazing. People had a great time listening to us. And the Pahrump Music Festival Committee actually gave me a plaque, an award, which I was, again, so touching. I didn't even expect it, right? So they said, this is for working with the youth and helping, and it was amazing. It was so, and it was a lot of fun, actually. People that watched, it's on Facebook, people that watched it are actually impressed that I'm actually not, I don't just talk about being a good musician, I'm actually not bad, but also that they see my little group of musicians, and they understand what the mission was, which is always to mentor our youth.
And for the record, what is your musical instrument of choice?
I play guitar and I sing.
All right. A rock star.
And then, Kevin, you'll know the songs that we played. Just tell you. So we did We did Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer, which is I like to do because I sing it with them. So I do a verse, they do a verse. So it's about young people and an old guy like me wanting the world to change in a better way. Then we did Honky Tonk Women, which I dedicated to the Pahrump Republican Women's Club. And then we did Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that.